So I've covered the situation at the Texas border on a couple of occasions now, the first of which I covered how tens of thousands of migrants turned up each day on the Texas border after Biden and Harris said, let them come. And this, of course, was directly a response to them saying so, signaling, oh, we're going to let you in. It's going to be fine. And then loads of people turn up and they're like, actually, you need to go home. As they realize that they don't have the infrastructure to do this.
That was a very childish reaction of mine.
That's okay. I've come to expect it at this point.
That's all right then.
So, yeah, they also stopped construction of the border wall, which meant that ordinary Texans actually had to fund covering the cost of building their own walls, which I covered in this video. And also the border services, of course, really didn't have the infrastructure to deal with such large influxes of people. And then I covered what's going on the border again after there was some cartel retaliation after a cartel leader was arrested and was set to be deported to the United States. And they attacked a US consulate, which is like a building which is obviously a direct representation of the United States interests and things of that nature, and is similar to an embassy, but in a more provincial area, not the capital. And it was one right on the border. So there have obviously been lots of things going on the border. And let's see what Greg Abbott is suggesting the solution to all of this might be.
Clip John. Thank you.
To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
He's obviously been watching South Park recently, because that's the South Park solution to the homeless problem. Just bus them to California. We've got loads of illegal immigrants. Let's just bus them to Washington. That's such a great troll move.
It is, because obviously it's probably not going to solve the problem at the border. But what it will probably do is draw attention to the fact that it's going on in the first place.
Yes.
And through making the people who make these sorts of decisions have to put up with it, if he does eventually bus loads of illegal migrants.
I really hope he does.
Yeah.
I really hope he does. Like you say, the whole point is putting the consequences of your policy decisions mm-hmm. on people's doorsteps. And many, many people have often said that politicians often, for a variety of reasons, don't actually have to ever face the consequences of their policy decisions. So let's see how this goes.
I like the idea of him bussing loads of like cartel members, and they're going to be all outside Washington, D.C., and then they're going to make January 6th look even more like a picnic than it already was.
I just like the idea of a load of mariachi bands just strolling around Washington, D.C. Yeah.
So he's also implemented a zero tolerance policy for smuggling in migrants and vehicles at the border, where agents will check every single car that passes through the border. And also, quite importantly, Title 42 is set to end soon, which allowed for the removal by the US government of persons who have recently been in a country where a communicable disease was present. So they're basically using the coronavirus legislation to easily get rid of people.
And
this is going
dropping.
To end soon because the pandemic is over.
So he's trying to implement his own common sense rules to stop this happening.
Yes, I think that law in particular was very useful for Texas because it allowed them to actually get rid of people rather than the federal government sticking up loads of red tape and making it annoying for them to do so. I mean, it is just common sense that if people are breaking into your country illegally, you should be able to get rid of them relatively quickly. You shouldn't have to be like, well, all of these people who have smartphones and are well-dressed and, you know, relatively educated, they're not exactly your typical asylum seekers. They are just your regular South Americans, aren't they?
Yeah, and also the whole idea that many people have of, all of these illegal immigrants, they're just angels at heart. They're all just going to be completely benign and benevolent mm-hmm. when they enter the country. The first act that they did to get into your country was breaking the law. So how can you trust their actions following on from that?
Absolutely. So we can look at what the Biden administration has been doing to alleviate the problems Well, what they've been doing is making them worse.
I was going to say, very little, I would imagine.
So here's an article here from the Daily Mail saying the Biden administration tells ICE prosecutors to dismiss cases of migrants who didn't cross border recently or aren't threats to public safety as country braces for influx when Title 42 is dropped. So this is what's going to happen. The migrant situation at the southern border is going to get even worse than it was before. And it was already so much worse than it was under Trump. It's absolutely absurd. And he's just letting people who've broken in and they're going to be assessed as not being a threat to public safety. I don't know how they can do that when they're literally tens of thousands of them, yeah, if not hundreds of thousands.
And so he's saying the cases of people who've been already picked up and are being processed as a result of this, just drop them.
Well, some of them, yes. I think ones over a certain amount of time. So it says here, Biden's team sent a memo on Monday to ICE prosecutors instructing them to consider dismissing older cases of immigrants who are not public safety threats. This comes after the Department for Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, I think it's pronounced, released new rules in the fall deprioritizing deportation of non-resident criminals who are not a threat to public safety. There are around 1.5 million cases pending in immigration courts, which officials claim is unsustainable and may take many years to even be heard. So yes, it seems like if there's 1.5 million cases, and how are they going to process all of those? I mean, are they going to have like massive open air courts and process and multiple at the same time?
If these are people who just tried to sneak across the border illegally anyway, why do they need to be heard? It's like, you've broken the law, get out.
Yeah, and it seems to me that Biden is basically just importing voters en masse.
Of course, yeah.
Because
only people who can't speak English properly would vote for Joe Biden.
Well, yeah.
Presumably.
At least he's a representative for them in that respect. So, yes, since Biden took office, the CBP has encountered more than 2.2 million migrants at the border, and the number could as much as triple by the end of Title 42. So this is catastrophe level stuff, really. I know the Greg Abbott solution is a bit funny. However, this is actually really, really serious.
This is a massive problem. This will put so much stress on infrastructure and resources in the local
and
area.
And yes, Title 42 will end on the 23rd of May. So this is something that is going to be coming in, you know, a month and a half's time now. So this is, I'm not sure how they're going to be prepared for this, because this is going to be ridiculous.
I don't think you can be prepared for this.
No. And we have Ted Cruz also encouraging Greg Abbott to bus them to lots of other places as well. Presumably places that are also largely leftist.
Very progressive places, I'd imagine. I'm surprised to not see Portland.
Yeah, I suppose it's not exactly practical to ship them from the other side of the country. They might escape out of the bus and run into
the
wild.
I'm sure they've got cargo planes, you know, situation they're used to, you know, huddling in a corner.
And it is also worth mentioning that Greg Abbott's plan to bus the migrants is a voluntary thing. He's not just pushing them all into buses as soon as they get across the border, like, right, go on then. Like, they are voluntarily bussed across. So I'm not, I mean, not necessarily sure how effective that will be.
No, you just go, hey, you want to see the White House? Get on this bus. There you go. Simple as.
Do you want to see the president? Well, you get to.
Yeah, he's your best friend.
He might be taking a nap, but you might get a glimpse of him. So yes, the governor's office clarified that the program is completely voluntary for migrants and would happen only after they had been processed and released by the Department of Homeland Security. And in addition to buses, Abbott also ordered the state to charter flights to transport migrants to the nation's capital. The migrants would also have to show documentation that they had already been processed by the Department of Homeland Security. And many immigration advocates have noted that providing transportation services for asylum seekers to reach their final destinations is something the state should invest in. So weird that these organizations are actually supporting him, bussing them around, but there we go. So another thing that the Biden administration has been doing that is even more questionable than before, let's go to Jen Psaki and see what they've been up to.
Thank you, Jen. First, on immigration, our team in Texas is saying that you guys are starting to give smartphones to border crossers, hoping that they'll use the phones to check in or to be tracked. Which part of that is supposed to deter people from crossing illegally into the states?
Well, I think you of all people, since you've asked me a range of questions on this topic over time, would recognize that we need to take steps to ensure that we know where individuals are and we can track and we can check in with them.
That's not an answer to the question. How is that going to deter people?
Come to the US, you'll get a free smartphone and maybe citizenship at the end of it.
Yeah, and as soon as they're in a position where they don't need that smartphone anymore, you just throw it away.
Well, of course.
And the tracker's
gone.
Or
just take the SIM card out or whatever.
Yeah.
And you've got yourself a free smartphone.
There's any number of solutions to this. This is an incentive, Jen. You're incentivizing them to come over.
Oh, what's worse is that they're literally using taxpayers' money to give them smartphones in an economic downturn for them to come to the country to push down wages,
increase
housing prices, push down wages. Great. That's what the taxpayer wants. They want their living conditions to be made noticeably worse with their own money, don't they? It's beyond a joke. I feel really sorry for you guys.
Politicians,
I mean, not that we can talk here, but still.
Politicians would be so much more useful if we just elected dogs. I think that's the solution. Just elect dogs. They don't know.
There was a town in America that elected their mayor as a dog.
I'm sure it runs brilliantly.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not also forget, I think Razorfish shared it recently, that in Spain, when the government went down for the government closed for 10 months, the economy grew and unemployment fell. So just remember that, guys.
So one final thing that's worth noting is that in Texas, there will be a gubernatorial election, or governor election. I really dislike that term.
It's stupid. I don't know why they have to put the B in there.
Goober. Sorry. It's
for shame.
So yes, there's going to be an election that takes place on the 8th of November 2022 for the Texas governor. And supposedly, according to this next article, people are somewhat split on who's going to win. So hopefully Abbott stays in, because he seems to be doing the best he can given the circumstances to make sure that he's protecting people in Texas from...
Yeah, he's recognised problems and gone, crap, we need to sort this out, whether he can or not. Whereas I imagine the Democrats, just what little defence they have against the open borders, he's just going to knock down, I would imagine.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised, although I haven't actually looked at the opposing candidate. I just thought I'd draw attention to the fact
that
he is...
So.
He is running for office soon. People in the Republican Party have suggested that busing the migrants is just a stunt for his re-election, which I can certainly understand, and that it doesn't solve the problem. However, it is very funny, and it is good to rub the noses of people in Washington in the problems that they have helped create.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast, The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Epoch series Carl and Beau do together, this one on the origins of the Peninsular War, and on the life of Napoleon. If you want to follow what else Carl is putting out, you can follow him on Getter at @CarlBenjamin on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.